Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you some powerful verses from the book of Isaiah, verses that explain the reasons for judgment. Here we go, Isaiah chapter 24, verses 4, 5, and 6. We read, "The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth languish. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left." Many Bible scholars think that Isaiah chapter 24 speaks of an ultimate season of judgment that God brings upon the earth, something called the Great Tribulation, because of what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. However, the principles explained in Matthew 24, especially in these verses, verses 4, 5, and 6, they go beyond just one season of judgment. In this season of judgment, even the earth suffers. We read, "The earth mourns and fades away." Revelation chapter 8 describes the terrible effect of God's judgments upon the earth. Now, God is not punishing the earth. This isn't God's fault. Instead, it is the fault of man. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants, Isaiah 24 tells us. Man pollutes the earth with his sin and his great wickedness, and so the earth must endure some of the righteous judgment of God also. In this sense, the most ecologically responsible thing anyone could ever do is to honor God, to walk right with Him, and to live in obedience to Him. God is greater than His creation. The Bible never teaches that God is bound up together with what He has created. No, God is separate from His creation. And when the earth fades away, the Lord God will remain unchanged. As for man, judgment comes, notice, because they have transgressed the laws. That's what it says in Isaiah 24. Transgression is to step over the line that God has established. Transgression is the spirit of our age. The ideas are constantly promoted that nothing is taboo, that you should break all the rules, that you should find your own road, that you should just do it. These ideas come at us constantly, that you don't have to respect God's boundaries, that you can make your own road. Follow your heart becomes do whatever you want to do. Surely we have transgressed the laws. But here's a second reason. Because they have changed the ordinance. Again, that's what it says in Isaiah 24. The Hebrew word for ordinance here is Torah, which often means the law of God and the word of God. Mankind is ripe for judgment because we have changed God's word into something lighter, into something more acceptable to us. When once it was universally recognized that it was wrong to lie, wrong to cheat, wrong to be sexually immoral, today, much of that is approved and celebrated. Every time a preacher soft pedals the gospel, every time a politician twists the scriptures to rise in the polling data, every time a counselor twists the context of God's word to make it fit a crazy psychological theory, they have changed the ordinance. Therefore, we read here in Isaiah 24, "The curse has devoured the earth. man's repeated rejection of God and his word brings the ultimate judgment. But it also brings judgment in a sooner and smaller scale. Listen, today, thank God for all of those who put their trust in him. Jesus bore the judgment that they deserve. And it's all the more reason for us to be faithful in an age that is ripe for judgment. Hey, maybe even overripe for judgment. We can put our trust in Jesus and thank God that he bore the judgment that we should have received. Let's give our focus to Jesus and thank him for that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.